Concerns over the cotton crop. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We really need a good fall to finish this cotton crop. We still got our fingers crossed because, you know, last year we had a great finish. We're really going to need it this year.
West Tennessee Research and Education Center Director Bob Hayes says all the wet weather and cooler than normal temperatures have cotton producers concerned over the condition of the crop heading towards harvest.
We've got a long way to go to put it in the basket. You know, we've got, if it continues like this, we're going to have some issues, I think, with boll rot, with the damp conditions that we've got are conducive to diseases and rots. And then, you know, who knows what the weather's going to be. We've got a lot of cotton to get in if it stays wet in these fields. How many harvestable days are we going to have to actually get it out?
And that's another concern over just how the weather plays out heading into harvest. We know it's already been a late crop for most producers as it took much longer to get cotton planted because of the wet spring. And up until the past few days, really not much heat to help further develop the crop. And there's always that chance for an early frost.
We don't need one of them frosts like we had in 1979 that rolled in here on September the 30th. And it froze West Tennessee all the way to the Mississippi line. There'll be some of the old timers remember that one. But they killed the kudzu plum to the Mississippi line.
Well, hopefully the weather will cooperate and continue with more of a typical late summertime type conditions. And that's usually dry and hot. Something cotton farmers and many of the rest of us are hoping for, but so far...
This is unprecedented for August, you know. I mean, just still on, you know, we're looking the next 5 days or so. 90 is a high.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.